The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Greenworks leaf blower here in just a few minutes. I'm broadcasting from the lobby of Greenworks in this beautiful old textile mill that's been renovated. And I love these types of buildings. Just beautiful hardwood floors and the large columns and just the high ceilings. Just a great environment. I can see why so many of the people here at Greenworks get excited about coming to work every day. So if I sound a little different today, it's because I'm in the lobby of Greenworks, and what a great group of people these are. And we're going to give away a leaf blower in probably just a few minutes here. Tommy found a Greenworks blower in that goodie bag of his. So I want you to listen to a voice and see if you can help me, see if you recognize who this is.
They bought into the narrative that we're the party of angry anti-women, and it is just not true. We're the party of opportunity.
Now, a couple of you have already guessed. You text in on the Big Rock text line who this was. I'm sure you recognize the voice of my friend Deb Sofield, and I wanted to bring Deb into the conversation this morning as we're finding that more and more Republican women may be running for office next year. The so-called squad, if you will, consisting of these four young freshman female members of the U.S. House, have made it kind of hip, I guess, for young women to run for office. Unfortunately, they may have turned some people off. Who knows? But the fact is, a recent report on NBC News got my attention. I want you to listen to this for just a minute.
Valerie Mukherjee is running for Congress, an investment manager from the Chicago suburbs. She has never run for office before. She is part of a surge of Republican women across the country planning to run for the first time for everything from school board to Congress.
When I looked at our elected officials, I looked and I said, too many people look the same and they don't have a background like mine or a voice like mine. So I think this is the time.
The disparity between Republican and Democratic women in office is stark. At the state level, twice as many Democrats as Republicans. And in Congress, just 21 Republican women in the House and Senate, compared with 106 Democrats. That may be about to change.
There are even fewer women in Congress.
Patty Russo has helped run the nonpartisan Women's Campaign School at Yale University for 20 years.
Are you expecting to see a wave of female Republican candidates in 2020?
We're already seeing it. We're seeing a lot of energy on the Republican side like never before.
So some interesting facts there. At the state level, twice as many Democrat women as Republicans. I ask myself why. In the U.S. Congress, 21 GOP women compared to 106 Democrats. Again, I ask myself why. As NBC continued their coverage, there was a familiar face and voice that was in that. And she's joining us here on the 94.5 The Answer guest line, Deb Sofield. And Deb, you've been part of this women's campaign school at Yale for a number of years.
Hey, Joey, good morning. Yes, and I have been at Yale. I've been one of their trainers for a number of years. I started as a student. And I was just bold enough to say, I didn't like your public speaking trainer. I think you should hire me. And a couple of years later, they did. I got on the board. I ended up being president of the board. And that's when we put into place that there had to be a campaign school in the country that was top-notch but was bipartisan. What makes Yale very unusual, the campaign school. Now, understand, we are housed at Yale. We are not a part of Yale University. We have the good fortune of being housed in the law school as a guest of the school. It's a one-week program, and it is tough to get through, but you'll make lifelong friends. And the one thing we did is that if you can't see, everybody walks in and go, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican. Yeah, well, you know, when you get there, you're probably going to just need to be friends. And so we teach you to work across the aisle there so you can when you're elected.
Wow, and that's so important. Deb, in this environment in which we find ourselves, you know, to introduce a bit of civility back into the process, I would think. Now, let me go back for a minute there. Now, why does it not surprise me that you didn't say, hey, look, I think you need to do this a little bit differently?
Yeah, I know. You know what? I sat there and they had a male public speaking teacher, which is fine. But the difference is the public hears women differently.
Yeah.
And you've got to capture that voice. You know, you made an interesting point, Joey. Why are there so many more Democrat women than Republican? Well, first of all, it's funding. The Republican Party does not set aside much money to help women. The Democrat Party sets aside boatloads of money because they figured out early on that if you elect your mother, your aunt, your cousin, your sister, you're more likely to be connected to their party. So funding was one of the original reasons that so few women stepped into the fray.
Well, Deb, correct me if I'm wrong here. You know, the women who do put their name on the ballot, overall, they've been pretty successful. I mean, it seems like that the electorate, they trust women more so than maybe some of us guys.
You are exactly right. And the fact is, if a woman puts her name on the ballot, we always joke, you got a 50-50 chance. But the public does tend to trust women a bit more because they realize we don't have time to have affairs. We got to pick up the kids, get the laundry, get the groceries. So we don't have time to do extra things. We get there, we do our job, and we come home. And nationwide, you'll see that. If we can just convince a woman. And you know what? See, there's a fine line there. I want good people. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. I want good people. But the reality is, on the Republican side, there's very little support for that. So women's campaign schools, I actually run a couple myself, and I'm looking to get into that a bit more because most people say, just tell me how to get into the system and then let me find my way. It's a great place to start at city council, school board. But run for Congress. Run for a seat people aren't expecting, comptroller, auditor, register men's conveyance. Run for a different type of a seat, learn the system, and then do good for those who elect you.
Sure. And that's good advice. And of course, Deb, you've been involved for many, many years. You were on Greenville City Council. You're our water commissioner now, and you've helped so many women in the upstate of South Carolina and around the state and around the nation, for that matter. You practice what you preach. And I love the idea that you are promoting the idea that you got to become friends in this campaign school because you got to be friends and you got to talk with the other side once you're elected. Because I think that's our biggest problem today is we don't have that back and forth. We don't have that conversation. People get angry. They take it personal. And you know, we got to get back to discussing the issues and what's best for our country.
Remember, Joey, in today's social media saturated environment, the rush to be first versus the rush to be right is what is causing such a disconnect out there. That's why the squad moved quickly to always be first at the table. And if you've noticed, you haven't heard much from them lately. Because they were always first. Yeah, but they've been wrong 10 out of 10 times.
Yep. Deb Sofield, always glad to have your voice on the show. And again, I got people texting me that they knew exactly who you were when they heard that voice. And you know, look, so is Patty Russo right? We're going to see more women named on the ballot in 2020?
Yes, you will. You're going to start seeing more Republican women who, frankly, have just said, I think it's my time now. I've watched. And you're correct, Joey. The squad made a lot of women sit back and go, well, if they can do it.
Yeah.
And so the doors are opening. It's a good thing for our country. Thanks for having me. Have me back anytime.
Always good to talk with you, my friend. Deb Sofield, and, you know, part of this this campaign school at Yale, encouraging women to run for office, and we're going to see more in 2020.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.